Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And an example of that would be what's going on in Iraq today, where actually, of course, the revolutionary troops, the jihadists, are actually, of course, threatening the very stability of that nation. They've captured the major reservoir, certainly the major dam. They certainly have taken a number of various facilities there. It looks like they're going to take really all of Iraq. And, of course, we are bombing them because, of course, we don't want them to take all of Iraq. And yet, if you go back 2 years, we were financing them, we were training them, we were certainly giving them the weapons that they needed, we were arming them. You can go certainly up in WorldNet Daily, Aaron Klein, look at his articles, or somebody just type in on your search engine, CIA funds, ISI, you'll find it's true. So why are we doing this? Well, you have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And basically, that's what it's all about. That's what happened in Vietnam. That's what happened in the Second World War. It's so difficult for the average rational individual to believe this sort of thing could really be going on. But it is. Well, right now, of course, we have with our special guest this evening, Cindy Melody Cederstrom, who sells gold and silver, and certainly one of our regular guests and supporters. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, certainly the economy really doesn't look that good. They keep telling us how well it's doing, but if you look at the real figures, why, certainly the number of jobs may be up, but most of them are part-time jobs. Certainly fewer people are able to afford their homes. More and more businesses are closing down. And despite everything they tell us about how things are getting better, certainly we're going further and further behind as far as our balance of trade is concerned. We're having to borrow certainly close to $1 trillion a year just to pay our debts, and you can't keep doing that indefinitely. Where's this all going to end up?
Well, it's not going to end up to the right side of things. We can celebrate the 20th anniversary of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and certainly there was only one person who ever said that the jobs would be leaving this country, and that was Ross Perot so many years ago. And certainly this free trade agreement, among other agreements, have certainly seen our jobs move out of this country. And it has only helped the countries to where these jobs have gone. And certainly it's even hurt some other countries, too, like some of Mexico and South America. A lot of their driving with the poor wages that they provide. Yes, the job from here went there, but they still have very poor wages. And, of course, that is helping to push all this illegal immigration up here to the U.S. So it hasn't helped, but it's 20 years of NAFTA, and here we are today where things are not very good, and I believe that was a big start of the problems that we're having today with our job losses and the inability to have any disposable income. But certainly our retail sales, they talk proudly that our economy is doing so well, but yet, you know, it's all based on auto loans, basically. There was a gentleman that called in the other evening, and he talked about how the auto loans, the banks are just loaning on large end vehicles and not the smaller ones. And certainly a lot of this these loans are borrowers with shoddy credit, and subprime lending is now heading into the auto loan industry. And many of them is a lot of these the manufacturers like Ford Motor Credit, and they're the ones that are really pushing the subprime lending. And but we know what happens when you have subprime lending. You have these defaults. And I don't think you can compare the auto loan defaults with what we had in the mortgage area. However, our structure is so much weaker today than it was then that you could see just as much damage from these auto loans.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Melody Cederstrom, and give us a call if you have a question.
While the storm clouds.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coin. 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 831-464-8295, if suddenly you'd like to give us a call. But basically, of course, we're talking about the economy. And suddenly, even Walmart suddenly is not selling as much as it has in the past. That's certainly Target. Many of our major retailers are really not doing that well. And suddenly, many of them, of course, like Sears and some of the others, are actually closing down stores. In fact, this is really very much of a problem, isn't it? Some of our major retailers actually closing down stores, Best Buy and similar. Large chains simply are not able to sell that many things. People seem to be buying them more off the internet than they do by going to the stores. Have you run into this sort of thing?
Absolutely. And Macy's came out today, and they're cutting its full-year same-store sales forecast. After their second quarter failed to make up for the weakness that they saw in the first quarter. And, of course, it's always the harsh winter that started it. And I don't believe it's harsh winter at all. It could have a temporary impact. I get that. But, I mean, there's other places in this country where it's very warm. And, you know, it doesn't stop people from shopping anyway. It's a poor economy. And, again, Macy's is a store that's looked at as, it used to be GM. Can't tell me that they can't hire people to do what Amazon and so many of these other profitable online sellers of retail can do. And certainly we saw that with GM. I always thought that was by design. They wanted it to fail. They wanted to get out a lot of those pensions and the commitments that they had to the employees. And I think some of these other places, it's pretty much the same thing. GM was sort of the, you know, let's watch what happens to GM. And when you look at these auto loans, too, you have these, you know, like Ford Motor Credit. You know, they're certainly lending out more to the subprime lenders than even the banks are. So maybe they saw, well, the government came in and helped GM. So if we get in a bailout, well, maybe they'll help us, too. Even though through the back door, all the automakers, I believe, were helped through that crisis.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 831-464-8295. But give us a call if you got a question or comment. But the economy is not doing well here, and the economy is not doing well in other countries as well. And certainly if you look at Europe, why suddenly Portugal is having terrible problems, as is Italy and Spain, and suddenly even France is having very, very real problems. And suddenly Germany, the economy there was holding its own, was doing fairly well, until we put the sanctions on Russia, which meant that suddenly they could not import things. And as a result, why, of course, Germany retaliated, pardon me, Russia retaliated, and suddenly its major trading partner in Europe was Germany. And as a result, even the German economy is beginning to contract. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. I mean, they're all headed back into a recession. I mean, Italy, they're all having problems. And, you know, all their growth just sort of evaporated in the second quarter. And, you know, of course, they're blaming Russia, you know, and, you know, with the situation with Ukraine. And France always had major problems. I don't think they ever came out of their problems. And so, you know, they say things are getting better, but certainly they are not. And the European Central Bank, they said last week once again that it would launch a federal-style program of quantitative easing, just like Bernanke did, in the event that the things got to continue to erode over there, their economy. So, I mean, they know it's coming. They're ready to do it. They're trying to calm the markets by saying, hey, we're here. We're here to help. So certainly this will continue. But, you know, these sanctions, and I believe Germany is even still trying to negotiate with Russia, even though there's sanctions. They're still there trying to work things out, and I think the sanctions are hurting Europe more than they're hurting Russia.
I think you're absolutely right. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that suddenly history tells us that when countries start having economic problems, why they turn to war. And war, of course, takes people's attention off of things. They can destroy the value of the currency. They can impoverish the people. But they can always blame it on the enemy, the fact that we're fighting for our freedom. And what you really don't understand is, basically, of course, when we go to war, yes, an awful lot of people are out there getting killed. But the financial industry does very, very well. If you're producing war materials, you'll do very, very well. If you want to invest right now, the stocks to invest in are the war stocks, things like Lockheed and Raytheon and General Dynamics. Basically, these are the companies are going to do very, very well. They've already up 60% so far this year, and they have phenomenal growth potential, because I think we're moving into a war. How it's going to work out, whether it'll be Russia and Europe or Russia, and NAFTA, I have no idea, but I have no question at all that war is certainly something that is being considered behind the scenes. I think this whole thing in the Ukraine is manufactured. I think it's as phony as a $3 bill. Basically, they had a pro-Russian government there. And, of course, everybody was happy in the Ukraine. And then they were prosperous. And then, of course, the CIA put up $5 billion to topple the government there and put in a pro-European government. And, of course, the people of Crimea wanted to stay with Russia. Many of the other people wanted to stay with Russia because that was they did not want to align with Europe. And, of course, they have fighting going on over there. Certainly, whole communities are being slaughtered. You're not hearing too much about what's going on in Ukraine, but they're fighting a vicious war. But I think that war could certainly spread. What are your thoughts?
agree. And you know what? They don't listen to what the people really want. I spoke to many people in Italy, and we talk about their currency and the euro and so forth, and none of them wanted to go into the euro. They didn't want it, but the government did. They knew what was going to happen. They didn't want to stray from their currency. They knew things would become more expensive. And, you know, you can't share the same currency when you have all various types of countries and economies. The people knew it. They didn't want it, but... you know, the politicians did. The elite knew, thought they knew what they were doing or did what they wanted to do. And, again, it doesn't matter what the people want. So, yeah, things are not getting better. And, you know, they can say it is all they want. All you have to do is look at the numbers that they provide and read between the lines.
I agree with you, but basically, ladies and gentlemen, if we're talking about a war, well, who would be involved in the war? How extensive would the war be? Well, all I can do is suggest that you read the Revelation 6:8, and the rest of the chapter, and you find out that 25% of the population of the world is killed, and then another third of the population of the world is killed. People think that we're going to have a little war that won't affect us. It didn't affect the average person. Vietnam did not affect the average person. But suddenly in the Second World War, our cities weren't destroyed. In the first Gulf War, it had little impact. Second Gulf War, oh, we may have killed a million people over there, but we only lost about 4,000 soldiers in the Second Gulf War. Ladies and gentlemen, there's coming more. We could be talking about hundreds of millions of people, and many of them will be Americans. Well, let's right now go to Herman calling. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Because in this day and age, especially since I believe we're living in prophetic times, and the prophecies tell us what's going to happen, there could be terrible, terrible results from the war. Hi, Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I just received my current issue of the early warning report from Richard Mayberry, and this would be the summer, August this month issue, but he makes a comment. He says his ongoing forecast, and he does economic forecasting, and he, by the way, is the one who coined the word chaos, Stan, 25 years ago, and referring to that arc of countries that is literally in chaos in the Middle East, and he has now added a new word called chaostino, referring to Latin America and the revolutions that are coming there. But in any case, regarding investments, he says, my best guess is in the coming expansion of the war economy, which will last for years because of the wars that are coming, at its peak, will have this effect on investments. He has a little chart here. Oil, that's Brent crude, which is now at $106. A barrel, he says, could go as high as $300 a barrel. Gold from $1,307 an ounce today could go as high as $10,000 an ounce. Silver, currently $20.90, could go as high as $200. Platinum, $1,496 an ounce, could go as high as $10,000 an ounce. Palladium, $874 an ounce, could go as high as $5,000. Numismatics, he said, would go up at least 1,000%. And
Hold that thought. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cindy Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Now, give us a call because if you have a question or comment, but basically, wars are fought not simply to defeat an enemy, ordinarily. Wars are fought simply as a great diversion and certainly to help the economy. And basically, this is what's going to happen. If you look and see what's happened in defense stocks over this last 30 years, why they've done amazingly well. I mean, it would have increased your investments, 100 to 200 times had you invested back in the 1970s in the major defense stocks. And now, of course, I think they're just on the edge of really taking off because it's not a matter of if, but when this new war is coming. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And during the break, Herman certainly gave us the anticipation of what's going to happen to gold. And suddenly he feels that gold could go to $5,000 to $10,000 an ounce. And suddenly that oil could go to $300 a barrel. And that suddenly the basic commodities certainly would go up. But what you must understand, they all reflect the destruction of the value of our currency. And what you need to do is get out of anything tied to money. In other words, annuities, pensions, suddenly bank deposits, hedge funds, anything that is actually tied directly to money, because suddenly money market funds, because of course that's where the real problem is going to be. As they destroy the value of our currency, and they are going to destroy the value of our currency, why, of course, the people who are holding monetary increments are going to lose out. The people who are holding material things, in other words, things of inherent value, whether it be property, gold, silver, or commodities of some sort, are going to be able to survive. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think. But what do you think, Melody?
Well, you know, just to mention Herman again, Mayberry, I often, you know, I enjoy reading his material at times. And, you know, he certainly has been right over the years. So, you know, he is a good one. But it is true. You know, I've heard the arguments where, you know, it's never prosperous to go to war, but yet they go to war because of the economic condition. And so, you know, you can read both sides, but where we're at today in this world, I believe it's very difficult to predict the future other than say, you know, what you can say, because we've never been to this degree, the place where we're at today. I don't think we've ever seen the world as a whole so far in debt and having so many problems that's so interconnected. And certainly you see the relationships. You certainly see countries that are sort of teaming up with each other, that are working together, that are certainly becoming, you know, side-by-side players. And that's very dangerous. But, you know, we always thought Russia and China would get together just because of the manpower and everything that they have, logistics and so forth, and that part is coming true also. So it's a very dangerous world, and it's amazing that all these hot spots around the world, that something crazy has not happened as yet. And I believe it'll probably be something crazy that really starts everything. From left field, people call it the black swan, left field, something that's not expected, and the catalyst that really begins to start everything from wars to the collapse of our monetary system. And it will happen very quick, and thousands, hundreds, and many lives will be lost.
And ladies and gentlemen, make your plans now. Don't put it off, because basically when things start to happen, they're going to start to happen so quickly that you're not going to be able to move and be able to get the things in line. So basically, you are far better off in material possessions than you are certainly in monetary possessions. Would you agree with that, Melody?
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about gold and silver. Yes, I sell it. But, folks, your food, get prepared for food. I mean, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands. I mean, you can buy food smartly. You can have a plan, and that's the key to just stretching your dollar as far as it can go, is by having a plan when you make your preparations. And when you prepare, have that plan, and your dollar will go further. You'll have things that you will really need, because there's nothing worse than going through an emergency when you need something and you don't have it, and everything that you have is something you really didn't need to begin with. So it's someone told me that a long time
ago. Hold that thought. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us.
While a storm. Hi, this is George Riley, host of the Miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
They could have sold as many as they needed, and they didn't.
Hold that thought, and Melody is simply talking about the fact that she anticipates there's going to be a real shortage of gold when this whole house of cards begins to tumble. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Sydney, Melody was just saying that, Sydney, there's a slight delay in getting Swiss francs and British sovereigns. Is that right? Because there's such a demand for them over in Europe?
That is correct. That is correct.
How long has that been going on? I wasn't aware that suddenly there was a delay in getting them, that there was that much of a demand in Europe.
It's been going on for, you know, quite a while, since the beginning of this year. I mean, we could order them and we'd have them in a day or two. And now it's weeks, and whenever they have any significant problems, that even gets stretched a little bit longer. So, you know, it varies. Sometimes Swiss francs will be a little easier than, you know, kind of switches off back and forth from one another. But about 2 weeks, which really isn't that bad, but yet things seem to be a little to the calm side right now, and it hasn't, the ability to bring them in hasn't improved.
Well, of course, they can fly them over, they'd have them here in 12 hours, but obviously the people are not selling, people are buying, and as a result, why, of course, they have to wait till somebody sells, or they can get some out of the banks. But, well, basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Melody? Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your information, how they can hear your radio program?
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website, DGScoins.com, DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com. And they can sign up on the website for a weekly newsletter. Comes out on Mondays. And, of course, our radio program can be listened Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we post the, you can listen live, and then we also have archives.
Okay, fine, and I certainly recommend Melody's information because she's on the front lines of this battle. But we are facing a very, very difficult time, and I think it's in the coming weeks and months, it's going to get a lot worse, and it may happen much faster than we anticipate. Remember now, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and South Africa, and a number of other countries like Iran and a few others are actually working behind the scenes and to actually create an alternative to the dollar as the reserve currency of the world, and basically doing away with this whole concept of a petrodollar. And basically, if this should happen, why it will have suddenly a severe impact on the value of the American dollar, because we've created all these dollars basically during the Obama administration. Why, since that we've actually increased the amount of actual tangible money over $3 trillion. When George Bush was president, we had about $800 billion, and now we have well over $4.3 trillion. Well, let's go to Herman, who's calling us. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like we lost Herman. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question, if you have a comment. But right now, let's see who we have. Who is this? This is Grant. Is Grant calling from Spokane? Do you have a question or comment, Grant?
A couple of questions. I believe it is today, and I missed the first part of the conversation, but I think it's today that the group discussed the price for silver was supposed to ban. And then I think the price-setting responsibility was going to the Chicago Mercantile. That's the first question would be, what are we just out of the frying pan and into the fire with a very similar group to the same thing?
Okay, well, let's ask Melody what she knows about this. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, for many years, the price of gold has been suddenly set by several banks, and they were actually rigging the price. And then the same thing was true for the price of silver. And now it's suddenly several of the major corporations involved in setting the price of silver had backed away. And they were going to come up with a new method of determining the price of silver. What do you know about it, Melody?
Well, that actually begins tomorrow. And there's Thomson Reuters and the CME will be doing the new silver price. And they're going to try to, from my buyers, they say it probably won't have any real impact, on for our orders and so forth.
Hold on, thought. Grant, you have some noise in the background there.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having a hard time. I'm driving now. I've got earphones. I'm having a hard time hearing her answer volume.
We can't hear it because we're getting all sorts of static there.
Okay,
basically, sure. I will ask her to answer the program. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay, one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I read an article. I read coininfo.com pretty much on a daily basis. They have pretty good articles. But there was one last Monday, which was, I don't know if it was just fictional disinformation, but it was written by some guy that claims to have chauffeured some guy to a meeting at Fort Knox against all these central banking communities, and that their big plan was to, on a worldwide basis, confiscate gold and then store it all in Fort Knox. So I find it hard to believe, but just sort of curious what you're opinion or if you have read the same article.
All right, fine. We'll ask Melody that question. God bless. Thanks for calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, the second question has to do with the idea of confiscating gold. But the first one question had to do with this new method of setting the price of silver. Why don't you answer that, Melody, and then we'll get to the second one. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But what about the setting of the price of silver? You said that's going to be started tomorrow. How are they going to determine the price of silver?
Well, that begins tomorrow, and it's going to be done on an auction type basis where, you know, it should, you know, most folks believe that it'll help prevent, it'll be a little more difficult to manipulate the price of silver. However, they're going to use it for 6 months before they make any major changes to the program, I guess, to make sure that the transition is a calm one. But still, there doesn't seem to be any sign of which of the 11, there's still going to be members on the London Bullion Market Association, and no one has really come front, which are the central banks that really, well, not your central banks, but your major banks, you know, J.P. Morgan and so forth. That none of them have come front to say that they're going to be involved with it. So there's still a little bit of uncertainty as far as the long-term impact on the price of silver. I think tomorrow we're just all waiting to see. It should go on without a hitch, without a glitch. And the price of silver, I think you might see it become a little bit more volatile. I think you could, personally, what I believe you're going to see, it could either jump real big or drop real big. I don't think it's going to stay at the $20 level. And what I believe is look to the fundamentals on silver. That is what is important. And this is a way that people can help protect themselves in the future. So, yes, we have a little blip. It might be good. It might help eliminate the strong manipulation. They're still going to manipulate it. I mean, they're able to do it, and they still will, but not to the degree that they have been. I think this was a way in order for them to get out of some of their contracts. Some of them believe it was, you know, they were afraid of being criminally charged for the manipulation. But I just figured if they didn't charge anybody criminally for the LIBOR rates, I'm not so sure that they would do it for silver, but you know, we'll just have to wait and see. There's lawsuits out against some of these banks, and hopefully they'll succeed, and hopefully they'll let gold and silver alone and let them perform the way they should
in a free market.
We
would have a much higher price for, I believe, both gold
Absolutely.
And silver. Now, basically, the other question that our Grant had asked was about us, and he'd heard these stories about the confiscation of gold. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, there's always been questions and discussions about whether they'll confiscate gold. And I mean, you could really argue it both ways. And I think gold will play a very important part in the world monetary policy. They need gold, but we just don't know how and how much of the gold they're going to need in order to, I believe, stabilize these fiat currencies. Every country manipulates their currencies, and if they're really looking to silver, and again, gold will be followed. They're going to be, you know, changing the way gold is priced in the future. That's already come out, and they announced that. You know, maybe they're trying to stabilize some of these markets from the direct manipulation. But my big question is why, if they confiscated it worldwide, why would they store it in Fort Knox?
Hey, I don't think there's any gold in Fort Knox.
No, there isn't.
Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi.
Go
yeah,
right ahead.
Am I on? Yeah, hi. Hi, Dr. Stan. Hi, Melody. I'd like to offer this particular thought that I picked up from reading this one newsletter, and it seems like if, in fact, countries, well, they are destroying the value of their currency by each one. It's like a currency war. Everybody's trying to compete against others' currencies in order to sell their products cheaper. So it seems like this particular gentleman who wrote this newsletter, in the article, it says it's most likely if they're going to have any kind of confidence in their currency, it will have to be backed by a precious metal. And it seems to be that the caller before, as he was quoting an economist saying that these precious metals will skyrocket in price. So it seems like it would have to skyrocket in price because of the tremendous devaluation of the currency. So the only way that currency that's so devalued will have to be backed up in precious metal. Those precious metals will have to extremely rise in price. So what are your thoughts on that?
Melody, go ahead.
I mean, well, I agree. I mean, I've said for a very long time, you're going to have to stabilize these currencies. These world currencies, what is the item that can stabilize the currency? The only item is gold. How are they going to do it? I personally don't believe each country is going to have their own gold-backed currency. I believe there will be a trade unit, just as there had been before, but I believe the trade unit is going to be the basket of currencies. It's going to be bigger than the one that they have today. There will be more countries in there, and it will be backed by a percentage of gold. And, you know, they will need to be accountable, but, you know, it's not going to be accountable 100% because they're still going to give them leeway in order to manipulate their currencies to some degree, just not to what it is today. And it will bring confidence back, you know, into their currencies. Now, what happens to the countries and their individual currencies remains to be seen. I think Europe was a test. I think using the euro in various countries like that to unify it was a test. England didn't go with the euro. They're still, you know, with their own currency. So I think it was a test. And it wasn't a successful test, but it was a test nevertheless.
Okay, Joe, does that answer your question?
Well, I tried to listen attentively to what Melody was saying, but her transmission was broken up quite a bit. But so then, is she really agreeing with this?
Well, basically, she says that there's going to be a basket of currencies, and with gold as part of the basket of currencies, but it will involve a number of currencies and gold, and that will then become the foundation for a new one world currency. This is her thought. Okay.
Okay. So what do you think then? You think that precious metals will rise higher in price
Yes, they will. Certainly, they will be used to stabilize the new world currency.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay. Fine. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, I want you once again to get your email address out, to get your telephone number out, and then, of course, to tell people how they can get in touch with and listen to your radio program.
Our telephone number, toll-free, is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and the website dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter and, of course, listen to the radio program, which is aired Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we also post the archives there for those who can't be there at 4 p.m. Eastern. And certainly I do believe the prices of gold and silver are going to go higher. I'm just one that I don't predict the date and the time. I think that's irrelevant. I think by owning gold today at $1,300, and I mentioned this the other day, you don't look at the negative of gold going from 19 down to 13. You look at the positive. It went from 250 to 1,300. And I think there's plenty of upside potential for gold and silver. You listen to the fundamentals of gold and silver, whether you're looking to preserve a large amount of your funds or if you're looking to get in small in order to do any type of bartering. It's real. It's not going to go away. And it's very, very important. They don't want you to own it.
And there's an organized effort to certainly demean people who do own gold and silver as if they think there's some sort of conspiracy. And the truth of the matter is, there is a conspiracy. And basically, there's a small number of people who really, of course, have owned the gold and control the gold, control the banking, and they control the governments of the world. And if you don't believe that, read page 324 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Hold on, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, once again, where I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience across America, indeed across the world, to help us maintain our network of five. We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. And at least we are reaching a small number of people with the understanding of what's going on. Certainly, one of our afternoon programs probably has pretty close to 15 stations, and certainly our evening program has 11 or 12 stations that carry it for a couple of hours, and certainly it's available on the Internet. A lot of people listen by Internet and shortwave. So basically, we need your help to maintain our access to the public. Because we are certainly, I think, the only people who really explain to you that the wars are all contrived. That suddenly we were involved in a spiritual battle. And what energizes the people on the other side are powerful Luciferian forces. There are people who want to tell you that suddenly the forces are coming from another galaxy. And we have UFOs. We have suddenly these creatures coming from outer space and spacecraft. Well, basically, we have some strange people, but they are from the other dimension. They are not from another galaxy. And basically, the one thing they want to do is get people confused about what this is all about. We are fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And there really are demonic people out there. But if you read the scriptures, you can begin to understand what's going on. Because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, if you read the prophecies, certainly you read the prophecies in the scriptures, they talk about a time such as this. And we know this is the time because Israel has been reconstituted as a nation. People for centuries have been talking about these are the prophetic times, but never before have we had the ability to actually provide a number on either the forehead or the back of the right hand, without which you'd not be able to buy or sell. We certainly have never had the reconstitution of Israel. We've never had things certainly under the control that they are today. And basically, this is why it's such exciting times. And are we going to be able to change anything? The only thing that will change things if there was a massive revival, and I don't see any sign of it, because, of course, the churches are certainly not suddenly involved in getting the information out. The churches, so many of our churches today, are preaching a false gospel, and they've changed the music and the message of the church. And the message of the church is, oh, everything's going to be fine. God loves you, and you love God, and God would never allow anything bad to happen to you. Well, that is what the Bible says. If you read the Bible, you find suddenly that there are an awful lot of people who are going to lose their lives as we draw closer to the end. But there is an organized effort, and they've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our seminaries, and many of the religious leaders of America are preaching a false gospel. Those of you who didn't hear our program this afternoon with Carol Matriciana really ought to get that, suddenly, because she went into great detail, and Carol has been studying this for at least 30 years, and since she actually left India, where she was actually raised in the New Age teachings. Well, this is the time when, of course, when we want to hope that you'll suddenly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can suddenly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, read our newsletters, read the other information that we post up there. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be back in a moment.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, if they were for the next hour to have been the views of Bob Fletcher, who's an investigative reporter, and certainly has some wonderful, wonderful information for us. But right now, his telephone line is busy, so we're going to have to open up our lines because I have nothing prepared. And I'm going to ask you to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Call 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Equipment, not yours. But I'll tell you what, we got a handful of things I wanted to talk about. It's the fresh news. It's really crazy. This is like as of this evening, this afternoon. You know, for several weeks, you know, there's been the emergency to save all those people in Iraq that have been chased by the ISIS crazy guys that are taking over Iraq city by city now for the last 30 days, 90 days.
Yeah, the people that we trained 2 years ago and armed and financed, and now look what they're doing. Oh, shucks. Well, we never had any idea they were going to be turning against us, and we're bombing the people that we trained. Ladies and gentlemen, it's as phony as a $3 bill. The trouble is an awful lot of people are going to die before this is over.
But talk about phony. Now, here's what's really crazy. So what had happened, you had this, what they've been telling us here for a couple of weeks here is this dire emergency that there was 30,000 people stuck up on the mountain there that had been run out, you know, from their homes and villages and all. You know, men, women, and children, and babies, and we kept seeing, of course, most of it was sort of the same pictures over and over again, but what we were seeing with thousands of what appeared to be thousands of people and babies, children dying along the way and all this, and stuck up on this mountain. And if we didn't get in there right away, Obama said, oh, I'm not going back in. But now all of a sudden it turned around and we're going to do these emergency food drops and water drops and thousands of gallons of water in containers for these people because they were dying. Just dying in the mountains because they had nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and it was 30,000 of them. Well, 3 or 4 days ago, we sent in an advanced group of Green Berets and special ops guys, about 100 altogether, mixed people there, but primarily a Green Beret trained persons. They went in, they dropped them into the mountain. They did put in the first couple of airlift supplies of water and food on the mountain. The report came back today from our Green Berets and the specialists that we dropped in up there, and they said, wait a minute, don't send any more water and don't send any more food because there's no need for it. There's nobody up here. There's only a couple thousand people. There's not anything close to 30,000 that they were telling us last week.
Well, but remember, Bob, they lie. And they have all this propaganda to get us involved emotionally. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying that there were only about 5,000 people on the mountain. A lot of them certainly were permanent residents there. They were sheep herders, and they were certainly the indigents. They didn't want to get off the mountain. That's where they lived. That's where they made their living. There were just a few of them. What were they, a couple of thousand people that wanted to get off the mountain? What was it?
Yeah, it seemed that out of this, what was originally a figure of 15 to 35,000 people starving up on the mountain, that actually was only about 5,000, and about 2,000 out of that whole bunch were up there, and they said, yeah, we would like to get off, and we don't know where we're going to go, but we would like to get off the mountain. But anyhow, it totally interrupted what was going to be a one of these gigantic, was being planned to be a 12-week operation, and this these experts that they sent up, the Green Berets and their people, to do a full analysis on this thing. Their job, they thought, when they went up there, was to lay out this whole a military operation on where they were going to have to bomb people and send in planes and cut off the bad guys and do this and do that. But the primary backbone of it was going to be saving this 30,000 people that were, in total disarray and dying on the wayside. And it was not even anything close to that. 2,000 people said, yeah, we would like help to get off the mountains because we've been run out of our homes, et cetera. Now, I don't know how many people would remember this because the details on things like motion pictures and all get a little foggy after a few years. But there was a fantastic motion picture that was put out in 1997, and it was called Wag the Dog. And this was a film that starred Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro.
And it was all about propaganda and how they actually wanted to create the idea that there was a war when there was no war.
That's
and they
right.
were able to convince the public there was a war. So, and that was, I've forgotten why they wanted to convince the public.
Well, what was funny, or not funny, it was amazing about it, this was put out just a little while prior to Bill Clinton having that affair with the girl in his office, that Monica Lewinsky business. And it was actually before that, it was released prior to that, and lo and behold, that was the entire script. What it was about was a president with lacking morals that welcome to the real world. Anyhow, a president that had an affair with this girl, and it was coming up just before Election Day, and they decided that if they synthetically created a war, that the public would forget about the girlfriend the president had, and that, in fact, they created this synthetic war in Albania and put together this whole artificial deal. And that is exactly what just took place with this. Now, I have no idea, and, of course, back in those days, what was funny was that it really ended up being Bill Clinton's life within the following year. But it's absolutely amazing. They tried to make us think there was 30,000 people dying on the wayside up there. And when they really got up and looked at it, it wasn't. Now, what was accomplished by that, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, well, I don't know of some other huge thing that took place during this last 30 days that we may have been misdirected away from, something that we may have looked at more carefully, but we didn't because we were being preoccupied in the news with these 30,000 invisible people.
Well, part of it is during this last month, of course, has been the Israeli attack on Gaza, where, of course, yesterday they've killed at least 1,000 Palestinians and basically, I think, about 60 Israeli soldiers, but probably not more than one or two Israeli civilians were damaged or even hurt suddenly by the missiles that Hamas was lobbing in. In other words, they were lobbing in a lot of certainly senseless and useless missiles. But we didn't talk about that. We talked simply about the fact that the Israeli people were living in fear, and they were living in fear. Of course, the Hezbollah had very accurate missiles, and they could have launched them. They had 125,000 of them, and they didn't. In other words, why did the Hezbollah attack at the same time? I think this whole thing was a put-on, and basically 1,000 Palestinians died. But does anybody really care? Well, I do. You do. We should all be caring, but what you're describing is simply another one of the diversions to keep us from really looking at the tragedy unfolding there. And the Jewish people aren't responsible for this, but there's some very evil people working in the bureaucracy in the Jewish government that wanted this war. They wanted to kill the Palestinians, and they did. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and it's a but the point, I guess, is what I was looking for. You know, kind of, which is sort of pretty much what I do, and that is to kind of look around the corner to see what it might have been that we ended up like not hearing about. You know, we heard, we've been kept up to date, I'm thinking, pretty good on that mess between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So it would not have been that so much because there's awful lot of coverage, and I think probably we're probably getting pretty good bunch of that because they have so many people on the ground now down there, and particularly like CNN delivers these people, you know, having bombs go off over their heads and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I don't think it was that. I haven't figured out. Maybe it's something that we don't want to know about, but there was some kind of a situation there where they were trying to get our attention pulled away from that. I haven't figured it out yet. Maybe we'll figure out what that was. But there's a lot more going on, of course. Now, I did want to again point out to everybody that DVD that I've been working on, which is a very comprehensive study on the potential of Planet X and Nibiru, that's the same thing, actually, potentially returning within a fairly short period of time. And that's what the DVD report is about. And it's now available, so anybody that wants it can get it. And, of course, Stan carries that, and you can also get it directly from myself. But there's more information coming in on that, as a matter of fact. There was a report from the University of Arizona a while back that, again, was kept rather, kept quiet. It's a report that comes out, but you know, if it's not covered much by regular media, the average folks just don't really get opportunity to find out about it. But the University of Arizona had found what they called an enormous alien planet that would be potentially 10 times the mass of Jupiter, way, way out in the far distant in our solar system. And that potentially, see, that's very likely to be Nibiru that we've been, a few of us have been trying to get people to pay attention to. It would be something that would be 4 to 5 times the size of Earth and coming in. It's a causing effect on planets, which, by the way, all of this is covered in my DVD, including the fact that the many planets in our solar system in the last year or two have been affected by something, and astronomers not wanting to admit that it may be, in fact, this 10th planet, not wanting to actually admit to the actual Planet X or Nibiru coming back in, they just simply say they don't understand what it is that's causing all of these effects on and around the outer parts of our solar system and coming back in, the actual temperatures being changed and what have you. Now, there also is a new, fairly new, a program that's called ARISE, A-R-I-S-E, and this is an exploratory strictly on trying to figure out why in the last few years that the Arctic area, in terms of their ice, their snow cap, every summer it becomes heating up higher temperature and melting the ice in large quantities, and actually 2 times more than it did 10 years ago, and it's happening every summer when the summer rolls around and they look at the projections. They're finding out that, in fact, the Arctic ice at the North Pole are, in fact, melting 2 times more than they used to do. And that's an ongoing operation up there, keeping track of it, and it's called ARISE, A-R-I-S-E. If anybody's interested in the details, you could maybe go on a computer and look it up. Now, there's another crazy thing in outer space, so to speak, that someone had sent me information on. I was aware of this project. We have a large comet that's way out there, but it's coming in. They don't know exactly what, when to expect it to be close to us and all of that. But they went in 10 years ago. They launched a special satellite to go up, to go on out to find this comet that we're talking about and having it be photographed close up and to check it out. Now, you can imagine, this is a project that's been going on for 10 years. It's been traveling out to this particular comet. And what has happened just 5 days ago, they finally arrived, put it close to, and put it into an orbit. And what it's going to do is travel with this comet as it comes in closer towards Earth, and it will circle on an orbit, regular orbit, around that comet and take pictures and study, and it's even going to shoot.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Bob was simply saying that they sent the satellite up and circulating the comet, and but basically there were two items on the comet that were pictures taken from a distance. One of them looked like some sort of a circular disk. The other looked like a city. And then, when, of course, they re-released the pictures a short while later, they airbrushed those areas out. Well, could they have put them in artificially the first time? And suddenly we... Do we really know that? And can the satellite get up closer and get better pictures?
Well, see, they're going to do that, all right. So, but I guess the point is, it's like here we go again, because there was things changed on some of the pictures of the moon. You never know whether it was phony the first time or phony the second time. You don't know that. That's true.
Bob, do you have copies of these?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where are they? Are these copies available?
Yeah, they are. They are available. And it's, by the way, this is called the, and where we have to go, there's a little more to the story. And that is that the day about, like, again, it was only 5 days ago when they formally, you know, we're cheering together like they do at the NASA when we landed on the moon. Everybody was cheering. How wonderful was it? 10 years in traveling, and this thing had arrived, and they were all high-fiving each other and happy and celebrating. And they had a news crew, I'm sure from BBC, in the what would be the same as our NASA center in Houston or in Florida, and they had the news and celebration. And, of course, up on the wall in front of, it's laid out exactly similar to our NASA location, of course. And up on the wall, they had these giant screens, and they were talking about one of them, two of them had what was, in fact, and they looked like graphs where they were talking about how good the signals were coming back, you know, and they were keeping track, and it was so clear and so great, and you know, how wonderful this whole thing was. But nobody realized, and I recognized it, and that was out of four screens up there in front of these people. They had these graphs that I'm talking about their signals and electronic responses and all from the satellite. But on the right side, lo and behold, it was the blow-up, close-up of this little building structures, the city part that I was talking about. And this giant 4 foot by 5 foot television screen behind this guy, what was in front of him or behind him, what it was behind when they were doing the interview. But not only, now, you have to realize that just like in NASA, you know, they have all these television screens up and they have cameras covering different parts of different things. And of course, up on those cameras, it's nothing but the most important pictures, obviously, that were being fed back. And like I said, two or three of them was nothing but these specific graphs showing the electronic responses and all. But the one on the far right behind them, sure enough, was in fact a what looks to me, because I saw it, I said, well, wait a minute, that's the part that they airbrushed out of the photo. So I went back to the original photos that I had from the through a computer and went back and looked. And it sure does look like the same thing. And what it looks like, to kind of describe it to you, is if you're looking down and it looks like, let's say, a half-mile-long wall down, up and down, and then a wall to the left and the right, and then another one up and down, and then another one left and right, a whole geometric setup of building structures and or walls surrounding buildings. And that's what was up on the back of their thing. I couldn't.
Well, Bob, is this a comet or is this a small planet?
No, this is a comet.
But how big is it?
This sucker is big.
I mean, is it 100 miles across?
Specifically, I don't know, but it is. Yeah, it's very big. It's large. And their intent with their satellite they're going to put up, like I say, it's going to be, as of today, it's now put into an orbit, and it will be traveling with the comet in a continuing orbit, just like it's a moon of the orbit. And they're going to shoot from this satellite that they have. They're going to shoot another smaller craft down to do scientific exploration on the surface of this comet. That's all previously planned. But you have to also, now when I look at this stuff, then I say, well, wait a minute. Maybe that makes sense as to why we would spend billions to go check out this little, I say little, but to go check out this comet and do all of this stuff over a 10-year program and billions of dollars. Maybe that's why. Maybe there's something more considerable up there than just a piece of rock. So anyhow, and I will tell you, it's a European Space Agency.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8255. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Bob says that this comet is this is the project, it's the Rosetta Project, and is that there's a specific number for this comet. But the question is, why in heaven's name would they spend $2 billion sending out a project to put a satellite up to look at a rock? What's very, very special about this rock? And, well, Bob, certainly always when he raises questions, it's always intriguing. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that certainly they don't spend $2 billion to put a satellite up to accompany a comet unless there's something there. And this is a 10-year project. How long has certainly that satellite been in space?
Well, it's been traveling out there 10 years. We launched that thing 10 years ago. And like I say, it was 5 or 6 days ago when it actually got there. They had their big celebration at the European Space Center, and they jumped up and down. And like I say, they had the news people there. And it wouldn't have meant anything to me had I not been given this interesting heads up by a friend of mine that said, "Hey, this rock has funny-looking things that they took out with an airbrush, airbrushed them out the second time they released them. Of course, now you can't bring back the ones that are already out, you know? And what seemingly NASA and the European Space Group seems to forget is that people out here that are at the amateur level for astronomy have some extraordinary good equipment on hand. In their living room. So if you send out a photograph by accident or whatever, the photograph goes out and it's got something on it, even if it's microscopic in size, so to speak, people that are at the amateur level now can almost blow them up as clear as NASA could. So they have to start being a little more careful if they're going to try to pull the wool over our eyes. They got to make sure that the wool covers both eyes, because our people out here that have the ability to get in through and do these magnifications on every photograph. And some of them are really, really obsessed with this, you know, and they have color ability to register heat when they're taking pictures through their own telescopes now. They can take infrared pictures now in people's backyards. So they're going to try to pull the wool over our eyes. They're going to have to do a better job because people are finding things. And like I said, once they send a picture out, hey, it's too late. Once it's put out there, you can't get rid of all of them if you go back and try to erase them. Now, if you'll remember several, and of which I also, I think I took it out of my film, but I originally had the pictures in the pictures of Saturn. Remember where we found those unbelievable photographs that they had been taking for 20 years about a hexagon configuration on the south pole of Saturn? And they, you know, what they, that was funny because they never did a good job of explaining once they let the cat out of the bag on that one. They never did a good job of explaining what in the world the hexagon was that we were seeing, and they've been watching it now and photographing it for that they've been watching for 20 years. And it is this vivid hexagon shape that revolves around, and it's huge, it's gigantic, like each leg of the hexagon on this, on Saturn, is 8,500 miles long. And of course, there's six of them connected to make the hexagon, and it's constantly rotating, and it rotates in one, I think it was a 48 or 24 hour period of time. I don't recall exactly, but it's a constant time, rotates, and on that same period of time, there is a radio signal every 24 hours, an impulse, I'm going to call it that. There's an electronic impulse that is sent out from the location of this particular hexagon as each revolution takes place as it revolves around the North Pole. Now, they came out with, you know, they kept putting these pictures out. They probably should have shut up and, you know, stopped putting out all these photographs. But they put these pictures out, and one of the craziest, I thought, one of the most ridiculous responses to what it was is that it's just the equivalent of a giant snowflake, a frozen giant snowflake that's 8,000 per side in its length and 8,000 miles per leg on this hexagon, and that that was what they said they thought it probably was. I don't, you know, I guess you really have to be a scientist with a lot of knowledge on frozen water crystals to come up with this concept. I have no idea how they thought that the general public was going to buy that. But that story also, like so many, has kind of moved off to the wayside. People don't talk too much about it. And I, like I say, originally had some bits and pieces of that in my the updated DVD that we now have about the Nibiru coming back. But with that, I think what we're going to do is put a full photographic study on my website, because I will, like I say, we're going to have the new website up, it's going to give us the ability to put films and all sorts of explanatory things and motion pictures and all on it. So you can go to that. It's going to be about another 6 or 7 days, I think, before it's going to be up. But it's very nice. It's very well done, professionally put together for us. So you have a few things. I like everybody to sort of write these down. It's a Rosetta spacecraft. That's the one that's going up to Comet 67P, kind of get look at all the baloney they're putting there. And I will, on my website, like I say, we're going to have it put together so that we can show some of these things. I'm going to be able to put the photos up, the before and after, that shows you what they airbrushed out on these things. And I'm trying to stay, I'm not, you know, you can get into this stuff and there's an awful lot of baloney that can come down informationally. But when you actually are using the pictures and information that comes from, you know, from NASA or from the Euro themselves, and find where they're fooling around with the pictures, et cetera, where you can show yesterday's photos and then tomorrow's and see where they've gone back in and dressed them up, that it's there's an awful lot of things that they have started doing that are very strange in terms of space exploration, and things that they're showing us. A few things on our left hand, and on the right hand they have this multitude of projects and plans and things going on that they're not talking about. Now, in our new DVD, it's called Incoming, the one that talks about Nibiru possibly coming back. Not everybody agrees yet, and that's okay. I don't have any problem with that. But you really have to put A, B, C, and D together. And when you look at where the money's been taken and how much money and what they've been doing with it, and like we talk about underground facilities for the elite, buying up millions and billions of dollars worth of foods to go into the underground. And by the way, this afternoon on ABC, CBS News, they had a special thing about, they were talking about the weapons that have been supplied to the police departments around the country. And I have a good section in our new DVD showing you some of those weapons, and the explanation is, in reality, that they are putting, with a B, billions of dollars of military weapons into the hands of the local sheriff and police departments. And they mentioned it on CBS Evening News today. They said that it had been brought to their attention when they were looking at that problem there where the black fellow was shot the other day, and they had this response between the sheriff and the police department and, of course, the community. But they were saying that they had equipment out last night that they had never seen in the hands of local police. Now, this has been a big project for a long time, and the bad guys in government, the New World Order crowd, have been purchasing and giving away under the all sorts of crazy little special grants, giving major riot control military weapons. We're talking half tracks, tanks, troop carriers, machine guns, bazookas, 50 caliber weapons, and of course every other thing in between, and full automatic. But the big deal is they have been supplying these vehicles for riot control, and it's not necessarily local riots like we're seeing where they have this racial conflict and concern in the Northeast there. The big point is that they are preparing on the fact that when people find out that Nibiru, the 10th or 12th planet, whatever way you want to count it, may be coming back around to pass close near Earth, when the people really find out about that, they're going to riot in the streets like it's never been seen before in my life.
It's entirely possible that they're preparing for something else that we don't know
about. It could be.
In other words, basically, they're militarizing the police. They're certainly buying lots of ammunition and automatic weapons and food, and they have their Doomsday Seed Bank, and they have certainly the underground facilities, because the elite knows something is going to happen. It could be certainly a Planet X, but it could be a number of other things they know something big is coming. They're making preparations. Would that be a fair statement to make?
Right. Yeah, and that's certainly true. And I leave that door open, you know. But the point is, I guess I have put together the only total logical analysis of, and from my point of view, anyhow, as to what's going on. And I sat back because originally I knew, you know, this was a story. This story about the planet X and Nibiru and this giant planet that has a huge circular orbit of 3,600 years. And I knew very little about it. I knew about it. It was kind of like way out in the back of my mind because I had read a few things and I had seen the studies. I read some of the books by this fellow named Sitchin, Zachariah Sitchin, that had talked about it. But given no other information for the last 10 years or so, I certainly hadn't made a big deal of it. It hadn't become a big point of study. And God knows we have so much criminality that I've been chasing for so many years that I certainly wasn't looking for anything extra. But what happened was when I saw that the admission of Donald Rumsfeld a couple of years ago that they had lost 3.2 trillion with a T, trillion dollars from the Defense Department over a period of years. And he admitted, we don't know where it went, which, of course, is a lie, you know, but that was the way he presented it.
Let me just say something to my producer. Somebody has just called in, wanted to get a copy of your DVD. And basically, I hope our Herman will tell the gentleman that we have them on order. He can certainly call our 800 number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and suddenly order that, and we'll have them suddenly within.
You'll have them in a couple of days. I'm familiar with it.
Basically, the fellow was very unhappy that he hadn't been able to get it. He'll be able to get it from us. Just call in. We'll have them in a couple of days. Go right ahead, Mike.
Right, absolutely. And and like I say, what happened in my case? I realized. I said, well, wait a minute. I couldn't believe what I heard. I had to run it back a couple times. And here's Rumsfeld. And by the way, it was done the day before the attack, the theoretical terrorist attack, which I think was totally a phony thing. I think it was done by us, by bad people in our government. And I'm sorry, but I'm absolutely a believer of that at this point. But the, I was looking, I said, $2.3 trillion, and then because of the big attack in New York being done the day afterwards, that was the end of it. See, nobody ever chased it. Nobody ever went back to him and said, "Hey, wait a minute, what are you guys looking for? The $2-3 trillion that you lost?" And nobody, of course, did because it was covered up by that horrific attack in New York and on the Pentagon. But then to follow that up, there was. I think the figure was $9 trillion that was unaccounted for by the Federal Reserve lending system, where the lady in charge of that was actually sat before the Senate committee and said that they hadn't really found that yet either. They weren't sure where $9-something trillion had disappeared to, during the same period of time, a year or so back or a couple of years back. And now you're reaching, you know, I've been involved myself directly in assisting investigations for several of the biggest deals that have taken place in the government in 30 years as a witness on some of it and as an investigator for Congress and a couple others and the Senate. And the bottom line being, I was used to seeing 3 million disappear, 4, 6 million, 5 million. 2 million, maybe 450,000 on a new front lawn for some mansion that was owned by the cousin of a congressman. You know, that kind of stuff. I was used to that. But when I saw trillions, I had to try to find out what would it be? Where would they put that money? And what would it be that would cause them to stop other operations and alter them completely and start building all those underground facilities.
And you think this went into the underground facilities in the preparation for
Absolutely.
Whatever major event is coming?
Sure.
All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Bob Fletcher. And Bob, once again, how can people get your website?
Well, it can go on, it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com.
BobFletcherInvestigations.com. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. It's a hell here on earth in some city schoolyard.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle. There really are supernatural forces. They're demonic and Luciferian forces. There are people actually who worship Lucifer, who want him to rule the world. And you say, who in their right mind would want that? And the answer is nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who create wars that kill tens of millions of people. And my fear is this coming great war is going to kill literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. And we need your help. Now, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You'll get certainly the monthly newsletter. You'll get the four best CDs of the month or tapes of the month, whichever you prefer. And this will really help us to get the information out across America. But we can't do it without you. Fortunately, we have a few advertisers that help us. But we're primarily dependent upon people out across America, the average individual who will send whatever they can on a regular basis so that we know we'll have an income, so that we can maintain our network of stations all across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And there you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. You can read our material on the Georgia Guidestones, certainly, or the Population Control Agenda. All sorts of fascinating information and links there at our website, radioliberty.com. And, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about Radio Liberty. And certainly that some people I know are having financial problems. Some people can't afford to actually contribute. But if you can't afford, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but to pray for Radio Liberty as well, because we need your financial support. But if you're not able, we need your prayers, and we covet your prayers. So pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Tell others about the program. Encourage them to begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.